The part that makes real estate special up here is simple. We still have large tracts of private land available. And if we don't have private land available, we have large tracts of federally owned land, state-owned land, conservancy-owned land, miles and miles of ORV trails, snowmobile trails, hiking trails, biking trails, and all outside our door. That makes us unusual, special, and in demand.
Thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, celebrating people who move with passion, purpose, and perseverance. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's great to be here. Today's guest is the reason I was able to live in Copper Harbor in the first place. She and her husband owned a cute little place in the middle of town and allowed Aaron and I to rent it for the winter of 2005 to 06. She is a broker owner in Superior Properties Real Estate Sales. She is currently the contract holder for the Copper Harbor Post Office, and she has been living in the Keweenaw for most of her life. Please welcome the sweet yet feisty Babette Jokala. Hey, Babette.
Hey, Amanda.
Did I say your last name right?
You did.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure. So tell us about your time here in the Keweenaw. You were born and raised in the Keweenaw?
Mostly.
Okay.
But my father was in the Air Force, and we did travel extensively.
Mm.
So we moved here from Maine.
Maine.
Way up along the coast of Maine. Another small town, just like Copper Harbor. 17 houses in that town.
Wow.
Known as Bucks Harbor. So when we moved here, it was like coming home again.
Wow. And you stayed here. I mean, when you kind of got here, tell us where you started living when you got to the Keweenaw.
When I was born, my parents brought me home to a small little cabin in Eagle River.
Wow.
The people in the Keweenaw were so friendly to my parents. My dad, as I said, was a young man in the Air Force. My mother was German and couldn't speak a lick of English.
Whoa.
There were families that held a baby shower for her.
Oh.
Others that agreed to be my godparents.
Oh.
All out of the goodness of their heart. They never forgot that. And that's why they stayed here. And it's why I stayed here.
Wow. And you and your parents were new in town, and those people did all those things for you.
That is the kind
wow.
of people that live here and support their friends and neighbors.
Oh. So you decided to stay in the Keweenaw. What kind of kept you around, and what did you get into in your days?
What kept me around, once again, were the people and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And my family expanded. I married local people who loved this place and still love this place. Of course, we all love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime we traveled, we always knew that this was the best place to come back to. The best people, the best support. And I've never, ever questioned that.
Aw, that's beautiful. I agree with you. It's going to be hard for me to leave also now that I'm here. So how did you get into the real estate business then?
It was just something I was always interested in.
Oh.
And I got my first license when I lived briefly in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And that was a time of very high interest rates, 17%, 18%.
Wow.
So that was an interesting real estate time. But back in 1995, I was licensed in the state of Michigan.
Cool. And so what was the first company that you went into? Was it starting your own?
No, the first company that I joined was RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate.
Oh, okay.
And that was so long ago that we were barely part of an MLS system. So offices then weren't necessarily sharing listings. Mm-hmm. Buyers had to go from office to office or agent to agent and work really hard to try to find out what was available. Of course, all these years later, that has changed immensely.
Mm-hmm. And MLS is the multiple listing service?
That's correct. The multiple listing service where we share all information.
Yeah, that's awesome. It does make it so much more convenient for mm-hmm. someone looking to buy or sell. Wow, that's great. And so how long has Superior Properties real estate sales been going?
We've been in existence for approximately 15 years.
15. All right. Do you love it?
I love it. And we Yay. Have a very strong position in our real estate community, working in both Keweenaw and Houghton counties.
Awesome. So this whole industry is really fascinating to me in general, but I think that the Keweenaw, you know, with each coast of the peninsula having a different relationship to the sun and the wind, and some areas so remote that you're just selling a lot that's not connected to anything, any power or water yet. And some houses are so old that insurance companies don't want to cover them. Like, how does all this make the job interesting for you?
What's interesting is that we have a collection of local, for lack of a better word, vendors. Mm. Local banking, mm. local insurers, local home inspectors, and excellent local contractors. This community of real estate support vendors understand the age of the homes, mm. the location of the homes, the notion of camps, mm-hmm. the notion of tiny homes, off-grid homes, different sources of energy and septics. So truly, in the real estate business up here, you know, probably overused, but it does take a village of those real estate vendors to fully understand how to bring these deals together. Mm. And that's what we do every day.
Wow. So it's a pretty close-knit group of people making buying and selling homes go so well up here.
That's right.
Wow. And even just to understand the things about certain areas where events have happened and it changes maybe the quality of the land, or like, it's so great to know the history of these places.
Historical knowledge with real estate is very important.
Mm. And you know your stuff.
I better.
You better. And if you don't, I'm sure you'll know who to ask.
That's right. And if your real estate broker thinks they know everything or doesn't want to ask questions of somebody else, then it's time to interview another real estate broker.
Gotcha. Yeah. Just admit if you don't know it and find out when you can.
There's nothing wrong with saying, I will ask.
There's not. It's really nice for someone to be able to hear that you'll still work for them and with them and not just blow smoke. But yeah. Oh, wow. So what kind of trends are you seeing or expect to see in this market?
The trends I am seeing in this market are still people wanting to be either at a waterfront, and that can be an inland lake or Lake Superior, or completely isolated.
Mm.
So the trend, I guess the main trend that I am seeing is that people want their sanctuary, their solitude. And that means something different for everybody. Mm-hmm. A different location, a different kind of waterfront, a different kind of woodland. And for some people, their sanctuary turns into that little home or big home right in a village somewhere. Mm. Maybe it's the village of Loria, maybe it's the city of Houghton, maybe it's the small little village of Copper Harbor. But everybody finds their sanctuary.
Mm, nice, thanks. So how about that, Copper Harbor? I mean, I haven't really paid much attention because I lived there for so long, but now I feel like if you search the realtor sites, there seems to be a lot for sale right now. Do you think that's true, or is that just my ignorance?
For sale in Copper Harbor
specifically? In Copper Harbor specifically, yeah.
I think what you'll find is that every community goes through an aging process or a process of change. And Copper Harbor itself has not changed very much as far as ownership goes. Mm-hmm. And this is a time of change. People needing to retire, people changing jobs and maybe moving when their kids are older, or they need to find a different location. And so that's just one of the reasons. The other reason is that finally people in the Keweenaw are able to take their appreciated value in their properties. Over the past few years, properties have become increasingly valuable. And there's nothing wrong with people finally making the choice to earn some money off their properties. It is no secret that your home or your property is the biggest investment that you will ever make and ever hold on to. And there comes a time in any investor portfolio that you want to cash in. And that time is different for everybody, and the reason is different for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. So let's get back to the little post office in Copper Harbor. You took on that contract last year, and you and I were kind of on a team with that, so we could help give Ronnie, who is there now, a life. So what interested you about taking that on in the first place?
The notion that Copper Harbor is just a community that I feel deeply connected to. I know a lot of people there, and I wanted to know them not just on a professional footing. I wanted to know those people who had so strongly supported me in my efforts as a real estate broker. I wanted to know them, and I wanted them to know me privately as a person. And I thought, what better way for that to occur than to be at the post office?
That's awesome. So how do you feel now that you are that face in the window? How and you are interacting with people on the daily when you're up there? How does that make you feel?
I love it every day. These people have supported me. These people have saved my life, literally. I know what that community can do for somebody. Like, almost nobody else knows that. Wow. They saved my life.
So while you say that, let's just get to that story. Last year, just from my point of view, I got a message to get to the post office right away because you were having a rough time. Do you want to talk about the symptoms that kind of led up to that event and what you can remember from that day that people in Copper Harbor saved your life?
Well, it was March 14th of last year. So I'm happily past the 1 year anniversary of that. But just going about my normal small routine there at the post office, and all of a sudden I had some pain in my throat and going up the side of my neck. And I reached over for the Rolaids that I kept at the post office. And I never got to take those because I was so weak that I just laid down. I looked at, I believe it was Ed Tolpo, who was at the window, and I said, I asked him to call 911. And from there, I'm not really sure how much more happened. But I remember asking him not only to call 911, but to get everybody to the post office. I wasn't sure exactly what was happening, but I knew it was not good.
Wow, yeah. And I remember I was there, and that kind of was a full post office by the time you were carried out. You had so much support there. And I remember there was a man who was a paramedic and he got stranded out at High Rock or somewhere off the end of the road. And he had walked back with his dog just in time to be there to help assess and keep your vitals going and all that while you waited for the ambulance to come. Isn't that like such awesome synchronicity?
You know, I've told many people that I'm not exactly a believer of fairy dust, but I do believe that we have this, you know, metaphysical presence in the world. So I do believe he was there because he was meant to be there. Mike Musial was there first to help take care of me, and this physician assistant from Spring Lake, Michigan.
Wow.
I'd been talking to him all morning while he waited for his tow truck. I don't know his name, never got his name. So if he's out there listening or if anybody knows who he was there. And I'd be severely amiss if I didn't thank the Keweenaw County Sheriffs for being there. But there were three of those people there. And there were so many people there. I can't even express the gratitude I have for the support.
Yeah. Thanks for being able to express it the best you can. I know. I mean, when you're in such a situation like that, all you can do is just hope for help, and it was there. And I'm glad too, and that showed me the power of community also being there. And then I watched them haul you away on the stretcher.
Mercy Ambulance did a fantastic job. I'm not sure who was driving, but Janet Rozich was in the back with me, keeping me calm.
Good.
So for people that have any fear at all about making their home in Copper Harbor, spending their summers or any length of time in Copper Harbor or our wilderness areas, just know that there is a very strong group of people who are there to help.
It's true. We don't let people just die. Like there, it's amazing what comes out of people in a situation like that to help save somebody's life, whether someone knows what to do or not. All you have to do is run down the road and tell someone else, or get a bandana out of your pocket for a tourniquet, you know, whatever you can think about. And I don't want to lead anyone amiss that you weren't bleeding to death, but it was your heart, that you had a heart condition that baffled the doctors before and after this happened. So what have you learned about going through all those procedures and studies? Like what have you learned about that?
Well, I learned that I have a very rare condition called AL amyloidosis. It's a rare disease where protein created in your bone marrow attacks your heart.
Wow.
And it gives you congestive heart failure.
Wow. Because I remember you talking about your lungs were kind of filling with fluid and you just had to keep getting this fluid taken out of your lungs, but it kept coming back.
And we, of course, we had no idea what caused that. It is not unusual for people with AL amyloidosis to go undiagnosed for a very, very long time till it's probably, for most, too late.
Wow.
I was very blessed to have that heart attack because from Copper Harbor, I went to Aspirus Keweenaw, who got me to the hospital in Marquette as quickly as possible. And the physician there that met me in the emergency room, the cardiologist, saw that protein in my heart and got me to the right place for the proper treatment.
Wow.
So.
Wow. So what would you say to anyone who is experiencing, and they may not, because this condition is so rare, they may not have this condition, but what would you say to anyone who might be experiencing things in their body that is just confuses them and they don't understand? What would you suggest after all you've been through?
I would say that do not use your age to judge your illness. Mm. When this happened to me, I was 61, almost 62, which I find to be young. Mm. And I've always felt I was in a very good physical condition.
You're spry.
So I never thought that this would be a problem for me. So don't use your age as an excuse not to go to the doctor or call 911. Don't use your location as an excuse to wait. Call 911.
Yeah, and from there, we'll let the professionals handle it.
That's right.
Wow.
Take the help.
Yes, take the help. Thank you. That is great advice. So you recently got back to it. You started going up there and pulling shifts again. How is that? How is that going for you?
It's the best thing I could ever do. I'm back in a community that I love. And I honestly feel the love and the care and the nurturing from everybody that I see every day. And I'm only back there part-time.
Good start.
It is a good start. But it is part of how I want to live my life, with friends, with family, and in this community that I find so supportive.
Oh, wonderful. I have to tell you, I think you're so strong and so brave for going through, you know, just about a year of confusion and unknowns and what is going on, but you're getting better. And I know that part of that is just your will. What do you think? Do you think that you have something more in you that takes you beyond what just might be happening?
I will tell you that I have the gift of life because I do have so many people that love me. My husband, my son and his wife, and my granddaughter, and an extended family. People survive difficult times because they know and are very aware of the love around them. So it's thanks to everybody, including you, that I made it.
Wow. Well, we're all so glad that you are still here. And just none of that stopped you, though, is the thing. You're like, I feel good enough to get back up there and start my shifts again and just doing the things that matter to you. And just, you didn't even let this stop you. You're just so brave.
No, I don't think it's brave at all. I think it's a matter of how people want to live.
Sure.
I don't want to wait to die. I want to live each and every day. There's just so much good that happens every day.
Wow. That's so wonderful. Thank you for that. So what do you like to do for fun then, Babette?
Well, there are so many things I could say that I used to do for fun. Now, some of those are a bit challenging for me. But most are not. I can still probably, I do everything I want to do. My granddaughter, Nora, she's the light of my life. So every chance I get to see her and play with her, I do. And that gives me immense strength. Recently, I've taken to being outside walking again because I love terrain walking. I feel it is just good to breathe the air that we have here, to soak up the vitamin D that we get occasionally this time of year. And I really look forward to going back in the water. I love to kayak. I love the walks out to the lighthouse in Copper Harbor. And I make jewelry. So I'm a silversmith.
Yes.
So I love to work in silver and copper, the things that help me create around here, including the little rocks and glass that I find on the beaches.
Ooh, lovely. Where can people find your art? Do you sell it anywhere?
You have to know me.
Oh, you gotta know. Ooh, go check your mail at the post office.
I'm not a production jeweler.
No, okay, I see. You make maybe custom pieces if people really want, if you love them.
I do, for people I love.
That's awesome. And I know you've already said some wise things, but do you have any wise words for us?
I would just tell people to find somebody to mentor, really. it has given me probably one of the most joys in my life to find young people to mentor.
Oh.
I'm a business owner. I've owned a couple of different businesses. And I think that young people should be encouraged to follow their dreams, to find their path. Now, is it just with some advice that I can give? Something that I just show them by doing every day? By showing up for my own work? But I really think that if we each take a little bit of time to encourage somebody in their interests, in their needs, in their life, it goes a long way.
Wow. And I would say you're great at that. I remember you walked into my gallery one day, the Copper Harbor Vitality Gallery, and you're like, ooh, okay, you know what? You could try. What about this? And did you think of this? But you just gave me so many cool ideas. I didn't do them all, but you just, it was so cool to watch your wheels turn and watch you want to help me, support me in that way and give offer ideas. And so I can see you being just great at that.
People,
I like that.
People need to know they have support. That's all. Encouragement, empowerment. You know, we don't often find that right next to us. So when we can get it from outside of our normal sphere, it just seems to mean a little bit more.
It does. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're wonderful. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. Till next time, find a reason for living in every day. And please, be good to yourself. Bum bum da 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 da.